Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
We are live at PNC Bank Plaza in downtown Cleveland. Lots of fun. Come check us out. Nice crowd turning out down here today. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, the kid with you, as we always are on Friday. We're joined now from PNC Bank by Drew Martin, a retail market executive with PNC Bank. And Drew, talk about this plaza. Talk about what's going on here today at the Browns tailgate at PNC Bank.
This is pretty awesome, isn't it? It's happening out here. It is. We obviously really cherish the relationship we have with the Browns and that partnership. And so when we looked at tailgate options, we thought downtown. Let's do
it. Yeah, downtown's
and,
coming alive.
I tell you what, it's hype. There's a lot of stuff going out here today. A lot of our clients and just individuals working downtown having a great time. So we're bringing this area to life, huh?
Absolutely. Hanford Dixon is down here. You've got a DJ, you've got drinks, you got food, you got games. You see people throwing the foosball around, some cornhole. Just kind of a good community event here with everybody getting together.
Absolutely. It's fun. And you can learn a lot. We have banking representatives out here as well to learn more about banking options. I know the Browns brought some of their great resources to partner with us out today. So there's a lot of things you can do to advance your financial life or just have a great time.
There you go.
We're all about that.
Yeah, come down here and talk to the good folks at PNC Bank. Turn a little bit of cheddar into a whole lot of cheese. Drew, thank you so much for having us down here. We appreciate it. Everybody come down. Check out the Browns tailgate at PNC Bank Plaza right down here in beautiful downtown Cleveland.
All right.
Thanks, Drew. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Dylan in California. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Hey,
good. What do you got, man?
Going to get the two quick comments, and then I'll call my shot.
Sure.
I was really impressed with Josh McCown last week. I thought you guys really hit the nail on the head there.
Solid drive. 17 plays, 90 yards, the longest drive of the Mike Pettine era.
Yeah. And second, just real quick, you said that the Titans, playing a team that's not usually on your division schedule two consecutive years isn't common, but it's usually how the schedule is put together.
The reason why they're playing each other for the second consecutive year is that they both finished in the same place in their division. So Tennessee was fourth in the AFC South. The Cleveland Browns were fourth in the AFC North for back-to-back seasons. That's the reason they play each other.
Yeah, it is actually a little bit. All right, let's go to Lady Red now. Lady Red, bring it, Lady Red.
I'm hot and fired up now. I'm new.
Lady Red.
Now, take me slow.
Talk
now.
To us.
Listen, I have two questions and a comment. My first question is, tell me some numbers that's going to be put on the board for Sunday, A. B, you have to tell people where you're located. Downtown is a big place. PNC Plaza is where?
On Euclid and East 9th.
Euclid and East 9th.
You miss us, your eyes are closed.
That's okay. Right. You won't miss it. It's hype, as we were told.
Closing questions are, first, what percentage is it all hype, number one? And number
with
two,
what?
With the talk about Sunday and the two teams playing, what percentages is just hype? Because I'm new, so I don't know, so I got to hit you straight up. What percentages is hype?
I'm going to call it the kid. You seem like the person to answer this question. What percentage is hype?
You're a man of the streets.
Yes.
What percentage is hype? I'm not sure I understand the question here. What, Mrs. Red?
Come on, the kid. You understand the question.
Come on.
It's right now we're dealing with 27.4% hype. The rest of it is substance, and we're going to see the Browns go out there and deliver on the 70, as I said. What did I say? 27.4? Yeah. The 72.6%.
Still with us?
Lady Red, are you still there?
I just really want. I had a question for her. Does anybody know? Is she related to Crazy Alice? She sounds like Crazy Alice.
I don't even want to know. The kid Chevy in New Jersey. Welcome to CBD. Chevy, get us back on track, my man.
Thanks for taking my call. We got good quarterbacks. That's a good problem to have. I don't see where that's an issue. I think that if Johnny plays well today or Sunday, he makes a case for himself. I think the real issue is all this roster tweaking they did. They never really solidified the starting lineup. And then Johnny had no reps with the starters. He had more reps with Josh Lenz. And I think that Farmer maybe has too many developmental players. I don't know. We'll see how Bo does. Thanks, guys. You're having a great time. I wish I was there. Bye.
Yes, thank you, Chevy. It's right. Listen, this game. Listen, here it is. Listen, Wilhelm. This game is all about finding out what you've got right now. And Johnny Manziel, that's and this defense,
this game, yes.
And this offensive line. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And Johnny is but one of them,
the defense,
but it's
the
an important
question.
One. Offensive line is a huge question.
I was singing about the defense being top five, and let's see it now. I'm putting squarely on the defense's shoulders.
What percentage of it is hype?
You're playing a rookie quarterback. I still don't know what that means. We're playing a rookie quarterback who lit it up last week, but he's still a rookie quarterback. And you've mentioned some rookie quarterbacks that have had some struggles, the Peyton Mannings, the Troy Aikmans of the world. This guy might be a Hall of Famer down the line, but right now he's a rookie quarterback. We need to force him into some turnovers, force him into some fumbles, some picks. It's on the defense to set the tone in this game.
It is. And guys, if I were in that locker room and a starter on this football team, and you at any point, you know, you question Johnny Manziel, the person. You question, can he be an actual starter week in, week out in the National Football League? If you question that, you take it upon yourself as a position group, defensively on your side of the ball, knowing that you have to do more. You're discounting who he is as a quarterback, knowing that he can't be Josh McCown and execute what you've seen like Josh McCown or other starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. Step your game up to make up for his inadequacies so that at the end of the day, when 60 minutes has expired, you have a W on the board. Johnny
Manziel, out of that though. Do you set that bar for yourself though every week, or are you saying does it make you teeter on over pressing?
No, it does. It doesn't make you teeter on over pressing because if I know in rooms that I've been a part of before when LaDainian Tomlinson has been hurt and knowing that there's going to be questions about
this week,
we got to do more. They can't score more than X. We got to do this. We got to give our offense because of. For this reason, it's like our quarterback's down or LaDainian's out or we're out a couple of receivers. We got to give those guys as many opportunities as we can. And what does that mean? That means three and outs, turnovers, affect the passer, you know, little things that you know, essentially don't turn in or can turn into points but aren't points. You absolutely say we got to do more. You know, and the whole pressing thing, there's situations in a season I'd say less than you can count on one hand where you actually press. You know, the Monday Night Football situation, the Thursday Night Football, when everybody's watching, you'll get a position or player or players, you know, not the whole team. We're not all pressing. You're getting a guy that's pressing.
Sure.
But collectively, everybody's balanced. You go into the football game prepared. You've executed your game plan in practice. You need to go out and do a little more because Johnny Manziel's starting, and you don't know what Johnny is going to do.
Let's go to Mike in Youngstown now. Mike, welcome to the show.
How you doing, guys? Go Bucks.
Good, man.
How are you?
Good. Hey, question being, or just a statement, I think if McCown was going to be the starter all the way up till today, I think Johnny would have to do, I don't know what he'd have to do, but I believe they'll go back to McCown. And I think, you know, the show before you, the show after you, a lot of, you know, hey, get Johnny in there. Let's see what he's got. You know, these coaches, whatever we think for good or for bad, are going to make a decision which quarterback is going to help us win the most. And Johnny being the first-round draft choice, I believe that if he was ready to play, they would have announced, hey, he was going to start this week earlier in the week. They wouldn't have waited to see if Josh practiced today. And I don't know how you guys feel about it, but, you know, I'm not a Manziel fan, but I'm a Browns fan. So if he's in there, I hope we win. And I'm going to pick the score with Johnny not only the quarterback. I'm going to say we're going to win 17-14.
I think right now, as I said, go ahead. Good point. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, thanks for the call. And the point that I was going to make really quick is if you look around the National Football League, okay, when you name a starter, which ours was Josh McCown, and there was questions surrounding that quarterback, I promise you 32 coaches out of 32 coaches in the National Football League would say that if my starting quarterback who has won the job and has been the starter since spring is ready on Friday, they will start on Sunday. 32 out of 32.
Except for maybe Bill O'Brien.
Right, except for Bill O'Brien. Yeah, their situation.
That's a Brian Hoyer
right,
situation.
It's a Brian Hoyer. It's all Brian Hoyer down there. So, okay, so 31 out of 31. I'll discount the Texans. Is if your outright starting quarterback is in question, you will say if they practice Friday, they will play. This is not just a Browns Johnny situation. This is a league-wide situation. So starter's been, it's all about starter and backup at this point, not nothing to do with Johnny Manziel.
No, you're right about that. And as I sit here today, I still believe Josh McCown gives this team the best chance to win. If Josh McCown were able to play, I kind of see this game as a must-win. If they had lost this one, then I might be more open to, okay, now we'll go with Johnny. But if Josh McCown were able to go, he's the better quarterback right now. Johnny can change my perception of that by going out there, taking a full week of practice, being the starter, and playing well. And I don't think, you know, you can look at it as an audition. But for Johnny Manziel, this is a massive audition. This is a chance to change a lot of people's perceptions about what you have been able to do, or more importantly, what you have not been able to do thus far in the NFL.
And that's a great point. I think Johnny Manziel's play this week is about acceptance. Acceptance by the teammates that he goes to battle with. Acceptance by these coaches. Acceptance by this community that went crazy when we drafted him and was significantly let down by what they saw in his performance last year on the field and who he became and the hype that centered around Johnny Football. So it's about trust and this city, this team, and these coaches accepting Johnny Manziel for who he really is, and he has that opportunity on Sunday to show us.
Yes, he certainly does. A big game. The offensive line, big time under my microscope. The defense as a whole, big time under the microscope. And, of course, nobody will have a bigger spotlight on them than the new quarterback of the Cleveland Browns for this week at least, Johnny Manziel. We'll talk about all that when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.